Our first presentation is from the Liberty Day group.
Good evening, school board members. My name is Andy McKeon. I'm the founder of Liberty Day. We just renamed our organization Liberty Day Institute, and I live in Jefferson County, only a couple of minutes from Green Mountain High School. So I'm a wonderful resident of Jefferson County. And I started Liberty Day. A lot of people ask me how I started it. I was doing, my wife and I were doing a summer literacy program in libraries, and the library was closed on July 4th. So I said to the kids in our group that we were doing a reading with, what is July 4th? And the kids said it's, well, barbecue, or we're gonna do fireworks. And a lot of them didn't know what the meaning of July 4th was. So I decided it would be nice if we could print copies of booklets containing the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, and then give them out to students. And we started giving them out to high school students, and I was approached by fifth grade teachers, and they said, well, this is in our standards, in our curriculum. We're supposed to teach this. Could you get the books for our class? And we went to DU Graduate School of Curriculum Design and worked with a bunch of fifth grade teachers who designed our education materials. They did Q&A cards, which are in our books, and created a teacher's packet. So that's where we got to here. Now, I'm proud to say now our organization is in over 20 states. And as you know, many of you know, we distribute our materials free in the past to the fifth grade classes here in Jefferson County Schools. So that's kind of a brief history. I'm gonna introduce you to Eric Boyd. He's our director of development here. And he's going to talk briefly about our current activities and how we might work with Jefferson County Schools with our program.
Thank you very much. Again, as Andy mentioned, my name is Eric Boyd, and with Liberty Day. I know you've got a very busy evening ahead, so we'll make our comments short. The key thing about Liberty Day that we take tremendous amount of pride in is we're non-political, we're non-partisan, we're non-ideological. Even among our staff, we may be shoulder to shoulder, but we have divergent political views, and we all just agree not to hold it against each other as we kind of pursue this. To actually show that we are bipartisan, we have letters, and we actually have packets that we'll be distributing after we finish our short presentation to you. We have letters from John Boehner, we signed in support of the Liberty Day Institute, letters from Nancy Pelosi, a letter from Mike Coughlin's office, as well as Ed Perlmutter, the JCEA, and the CEA. So what we were trying to demonstrate is that we have broad support in our endeavors and in our mission. Now, our mission basically is to educate fifth graders about the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution. And Eddie gave you a brief overview of why he started and took interest in this project. Educating our youth is our primary mission, and the way we do it is twofold primarily. One, we do have small booklets, and again, you'll get a copy of that, containing the Declaration and the U.S. Constitution. No opinions, no editorials, just word for word what they say. And the idea is for each of the kids that receive that to try and take ownership of the documents. It's probably the first time that they've seen that. The other thing that we have striven to do is to provide teacher resources. It's one thing to hand out the booklet, but then the explanation. And these are all meant as an aid to the teacher. We have lesson plans. We have online resources. And our software developer will go over that in just a couple moments with you. So why do we do this? And again, there's really two reasons. One is to impress upon the kids the knowledge and an understanding of what our national political system is and how it works. Even though they're 10 to 11 year olds and some of the concepts may be a little bit beyond them, it's to give them a basic understanding. And hopefully there will be a basic appreciation. You know, as we take a look at these documents, especially the Constitution, it enshrines the idea that we are not going to be ruled by a king or a dictator or a tyrant, that we're going to be, as Americans, govern ourselves, and that government would basically be limited and checked. So the first way to try and gain an understanding is the knowledge. The second is a little bit more ambiguous, and that's to gain an appreciation for our rights and freedoms as Americans. And one thing that the Liberty Day Institute is committed to is to raise the awareness of these documents, in my view, that really serve as a foundation for our nation's vitality, our freedoms, our liberties, and our strength. Now, there's always kind of an underlying mission, and that, as I mentioned, is to develop an understanding, a deeper understanding of what it means to be an American. And from my own point of view, I've often lived with minorities, whether it's in Hawaii or our possessions in the Caribbean. And I see this blending of American, of different cultures. Some people are immigrants in the last 2 to 3 years, some the last 200 or 300 they've been here. But in my view, the one element that really defines us as Americans and as our American heritage are these founding documents. Now the activities that we do, as I mentioned, we pass out these booklets for the teachers. It contains 24 flashcards. The classroom educator, again, we have online resources on that. And the last thing that we try to do that we have found helpful is arrange for guest speakers, trained volunteers, to address the class during the celebration of the basic civics. And they often maybe speak for about 30 minutes or so. They may target one or two issues in the Constitution, but we also encourage them to talk about why it is personally important to them. Because often kids are, we have found, are very impressed by people that give their own personal perspective. Now, a key part of all of this is how do we measure success? Certainly, we have developed worksheets that the instructor, the educator, can pass out and collect afterwards that will measure, you know, their knowledge retention. There's always feedback from the teacher, feedback from the guest speaker. We're developing online tools, which is not a matter of grading, it's just instantaneous results. So the key question is, why are we here today to talk to you? And there's really two answers. One is, I hope you will agree to make fully available to your social studies coordinator, to every fifth grade teacher, our materials, both the booklets as well as the teacher aids. We're not asking you to impose it upon the schools or the teachers. We're not asking that it be a requirement. We're asking that it be made available. The second thing, and you can see the resolution, and one of the key things with the Liberty Day materials, we're a nonprofit. We do not try to make money, but obviously there's a cost involved in printing and distributing the information that we have. So we solicit individual donations. We try to acquire grant or corporate community grants. And we certainly try to get foundation awards. Over half of our revenue is from foundations. The key thing that foundations ask us for is we would either like a letter of support, a resolution from some of these school districts, showing that if they were given the materials, that they would make it available and hopefully use it. So it's kind of one of those hand in hand. We can give you the materials at no cost, but the people that supply the money to print and distribute the materials would like something, feedback. And again, preferably a resolution showing that they would value and incorporate hopefully some of the materials. Now, I'm going to turn it over to Ryan Hine, who is president of Hymix Studios, and they are the software developer for the Liberty Day Institute. Hymix Studios recently recreated our website, and they are in the process now of developing further some of the online teaching resources, and it'll be up here on the screen. So Ryan, if you want to take
Anybody hear me? Okay, good. My name is Ryan, as Eric kind of insinuated. I'm the Chief Executive Officer of Hymix Studios, and I'm also a Marine. I developed host nation intelligence capabilities in Afghanistan for about a year. But with that being said, I'm just going to continue on. I just want to give you guys a quick rundown on the website. It's actually quite simple. It'll allow teachers to kind of have instant feedback from students when they take quizzes or when they do worksheets. So that'll allow teachers to not really put any time into, you know, grading any of the stuff. It'll help teachers save time. We're also developing different teacher resources, like you know, given the structure, history of American government, lawmaking process, 27 amendments, different constitution quests, and also we have them materials in Spanish as well. The dashboard consists mainly of you know, a class ID. That's where the teacher tells their students, hey, this is how you register. And with registration, we have a special system in place where students do not put their full first name and their last name. All they do is provide a username, and when students register, we ask that the teachers do not, you know, have the kids sign up with their names. This is to help protect personally identifiable information, which as an intel analyst in the Marine Corps, I'm very aware and very understanding on how important it is to protect information. So I went to great lengths to make sure that everyone's information is protected and there's no leak of information besides what the teachers can read and see on there. The teachers will be able to see all the grades. All the grades will be prior calculated, as well as all of the stuff that kids view will be right here. And they have their own little kids page. It's still in development. We have Internet Explorer is kind of a problem right now. We're still working on that. But there's things like where they can take the Liberty Day kids quiz. They can watch these special videos that Liberty Day puts out to YouTube, which you can just view on the on the actual website. You don't go to YouTube because obviously that'd be a conflict of interest. We also have Are You Smarter Than the Founding Father review worksheets. Kids can go on there and they can read the, you know, do these worksheets and see if, you know, they're smarter than their founding fathers. We have different links on teaching kids and parents about the Constitution. We also got a special link there so that way they can message their teacher. Teachers have inboxes which they can further read any information, or if the students have a question, as you were. And they also there's also different kinds of things. We're trying to get enough revenue to do a video game for Liberty Day, which it's a game where it teaches kids about the Constitution, very interactive. It's 3D, you play from a first person or a third person perspective. And speaking of all these, if you guys want to learn more about Liberty Day, go to libertyday.org. There will be a username and password inside your booklets, which we're going to pass out to you. They're for the whole board. You guys can check out the website tomorrow morning. Their username and passwords will be activated for about a week. So you guys can kind of look at that, look at the resources, see what Liberty Day has to offer. So with that being said, I'm going to turn the floor back to Eric.
Okay, if you have any questions at this time, we'll be glad to try and answer. We'll probably be back in a couple of weeks, talk about the resolution or anything. If you would rather that we wait at that time, we'll be glad to.
Okay. I'll just go around the table here. A question or two if they'd like. Mr. Newkirk.
I've had the privilege of watching Liberty Day when my daughter was a fifth grader, and I recall that you have a caricature of one of the founding fathers.
Yes.
Could you remind me of his name? I remember he goes around and he speaks to the children and talk to them.
If I'm correct, it's Jimmy Viles with a V.
Yeah. Jefferson Quincy Washington Esquire the third. Yeah, okay.
Great job. That's
okay. His character name, yes.
All right, thank you.
Ms. Williams.
Just a question on the video game. How soon is that going to be released?
It all depends upon two things. How much time Hymix Studios has and how much we can gain in grants, you know, foundation awards to pursue this. We are hoping early next year.
Okay, my son is waiting for it.
We'll be sure to let you know.
What districts are you presently making these materials available in the Colorado area?
You know, there are so many districts, certainly in Grand Junction, I believe, is that number 11 or 1? Certainly there's the Mapleton School District, the Denver Public School District, Colorado Springs, I think that's 11. Those are the ones off the top of my head that I've been talking to in the past week.
Thank you. Yeah,
we got a grant last year from the Daniels Fund and distributed them to every fifth grade teacher in the state.
and we're hoping to do that again. I would add, if any teachers in the district would like to interact with us and give us suggestions, go on the website, have special lesson plans they'd like to put on there. We want this to be, and there's so much wealth of knowledge and experience in the district, if we could get some of the teachers to work with us, that would help us out as well.
Excellent. Ms. Dahlkemper.
Two questions. I had one question for you and one question for Ms. Anker. You had talked a little bit about costs, and if I heard correctly, there's no cost to provide these resources to fifth grade teachers. What you would like in return, though, is the resolution from the board stating our support for Liberty Days.
That's correct?
Correct.
You know, the way we've done it, again, because we received sufficient funding, is, Andy mentioned, certainly the Daniels Fund has stepped up. And they have, you know, provided us money to print the booklets, the teacher lesson plans, and then distribute them to the schools. But in turn, they want something from us that actually comes from the school districts that show that they value the materials and it's worthwhile for them to receive it. So it's one of those type of things that each party benefits, but they need support from the other.
Great. And I also really appreciated what you said earlier about how the materials were developed. And I'm very excited to try the username. There you are. And check out the website. It actually looks like a lot of fun, very interesting, great information. And I just wanted to ask Ms. Anker, it's my understanding that this would work and align with our current curriculum and provide another source or resource for JEFCO teachers. Do you see any disconnect, or does this look like a good fit? Perfect, and then the board can learn more from you after you've had a chance to look at it in more depth. Good. Perfect. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Ms. Feldman.
That was my question as well, Ms. Anker, is how does it align? And fifth grade, you stated the standards are, you know, appropriate for fifth grade, so I would really be interested in knowing how. And my only question is it Liberty Day? That means it's just a one-day event, or is there stuff leading up? And how long, how much instructional time are we looking at?
You know, that varies again. What we are trying to do is give an aid, okay, to the teachers. So how they want to incorporate that is up to them. There are pretty much two dates that we look at. In 2004, Congress mandated that all schools receiving federal funding instruct their students on the Constitution on September 17th, which is the day that the Constitution was signed in 1787. Some schools actually celebrate and lead civics instruction for that. They call it Constitution Week. It doesn't have to be. Things have kind of diverted. Even though it's congressionally mandated, like a lot of mandates, it was not funded, and that's kind of where Liberty Day Institute steps in. Another day that's actually recognized nationally as Liberty Day is March 16th, and that is the birthday of James Madison, who is often recognized as the father of the Constitution. So you will see a lot of activities in the Constitution Week, so-called, in September. You'll see a lot of activities around March 16th. There are several schools throughout Colorado that sent busloads of students on a field trip to the state capitol this past March on Liberty Day to both address the House of Representatives, to recite the Declaration of Independence, lead the pledge. They had a chance to meet with the governor, and just so happened both senators were at the Capitol that day, Bennett and Udall, and they had an opportunity to ask them. Matter of fact, we had a video where they started quizzing the governor on some of the facts of the Constitution. I think he did okay, but he started backing off rather quickly.
I guess I'm going to ask one follow-up question, since I only asked one, and the same thing was raised by both of my colleagues on the left concerning whether or not this aligns with JEFCO. You included in your packet a letter from Cynthia Stevenson saying that, yes, we do this in the fifth grade, that this aligns with our constitutional unit, and that your offer of these materials to the JEFCO School District is greatly appreciated. So I would think or hope that we had considered that recently.
There's several things. You know, again, I will contact Marta or Debbie and try and get the packet of information to you as well.
you know, the core subjects, you know, issues come up. You know, what is this taught? And what we're going to be taking a look at doing is on the different items that are mentioned that way, how does our materials match up and support each one of those items?
I would, just a point of one other piece of information I would share. I think that letter, if I'm not mistaken, was dated in 2011.
Which letter is that?
From Dr. Stevenson.
2011, October 2012.
And I want to say our new Colorado academic standards went into play around that time. They've been in place maybe about 2 or 3 years. So part of it comes back to ensuring an alignment. And I'm sure that that's something that you look at as you refresh the curriculum, update it, ensuring that it's aligned. So we'll be eager to hear more about that.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much for the opportunity to talk with you today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We have 1 second.
Test. There we go. Second agenda item, which is
negotiations with employee
associations. And for that, we would like to go into executive session to discuss, I guess, JCEA and CSEA final steps or next steps. The district has asked for a quick meeting.
Yes, Mr. Witt, at this time I move that we go into executive session to discuss contract negotiation with district employees pursuant to Colorado Revised Statute Section 24-6-402E.
I'd like to second the motion.
Discussion. Ms. Feldman?
Mr. Witt, I believe you said the purpose, could you restate, actually let me ask you, could you restate the purpose of the executive session? Because if it's just to find updates, I'm not sure that there an executive session would be appropriate.
My understanding
is the request is so we can discuss next steps for
both negotiations, both groups.
Thanks, Mr. Witt. I am unclear why we need an executive session as well, and I think we as a board need to be judicious about when we go into executive session. We've talked about the importance as a board of being transparent. We have both agreements before us from JCEA as well as CSEA, and I look forward to talking further about those when we get to that point in the agenda a little later tonight. So if there are any next steps that deal with dates or general information, I would love to hear more about that in open session.
I agree.
I put the question to Mr. Branham. Mr. Branham, do you feel like there is any information to be covered here that necessitates executive session?
Well, I think the primary purpose was to discuss options depending on what happens tonight with board action on both agreements for JCEA and CSEA. And there are slight differences between the two about what might happen next. So I think the purpose was to get the board together to talk about that and talk about what might happen if, for instance, one was not approved by the board and the other was, and that kind of thing. So I think it was to discuss options with the board.
Okay. Ms. Feldman?
I'm confused about why that could be an open session. I would want to know those options. I'm thinking our audience might as well.
I would provide some.
Thank you. I believe it's premature to have that conversation. We haven't even had the conversation as a board yet about the two agreements. And let's see what happens when those two agreements come to the board for conversation and for a vote. And I think if after we'll see what happens, and then we can decide whether an executive discussion is called for. But right now, I don't see the need for it. We've got the agreements in front of us. We've had them for a couple days at least. So
I would agree.
Would you like to withdraw the motion, or would you like to proceed with the vote?
Well, I would add an item of discussion that, at the past advice of legal counsel, the items that are appropriate to discuss outside of executive session are limited to factual updates, materials and communications received from the associations, any updates on additional state funding and procedural matters. So if we do not go into the executive session, I suggest that we limit it to those. Or
that's right. We'll just talk about process.
Yeah.
I'd like to hear the process.
That's fine. I'll tell you, do you want to withdraw the motion or do you want us to proceed with the vote?
It's your motion. We can vote.
Okay. Yeah. Roll call.
Ms. Dahlkemper?
No.
Ms. Fellman?
No.
Mr. Newkirk?
Yes.
Ms. Williams?
Yes.
Mr. Witt?
On advice of counsel, yes.